Bombas makes the most comfortable socks, underwear, and T-shirts.
Warning, Bombas are so absurdly comfortable you may throw out all your other clothes.
Sorry, do we legally have to say that?
No, this is just how I talk, and I really love my Bombas.
They do feel that good, and they do good, too. One item purchased equals one item donated.
To feel good and do good, go to bombas.com/listen and use code LISTEN for 20% off your first purchase. That's bombas.com/listen, and use code LISTEN at checkout.
There's one thing that will forever change the way you sleep, and it's the softest 100% organic cotton bedding from Bull & Branch. You'll fall asleep faster, wrapped in the most luxurious comfort. You'll never sleep hot again with airy blankets, cloud-like duvets, and breathable sheets. You'll experience pure comfort on night one and feel your bedding get softer with every wash. Discover the difference with 15% off your first order at bullandbranch.com with code CUMULUS. Exclusions apply. See site for details.
Welcome back. It's another Bob and Tom Extra. This is Christopher. Not only is the Bob and Tom Show live every weekday morning, but every afternoon we'll give you a little extra in case you missed anything. On today's big show, comedian Allie Breen with Sexy Time. It's on the way in just a minute.
Ready to optimize your nutrition this year? Factor has chef-made gourmet meals that make eating well easy. They're dietitian approved and ready to heat and eat in 2 minutes. So you can fuel right and feel great, no matter what life throws at you.
Factor arrives fresh and fully prepared, perfect for any active, busy lifestyle. You could lose up to 8 pounds in 8 weeks with Factor Keto Meals. Based on a randomized, controlled clinical trial with Factor Keto, results will vary depending on diet and exercise.
With 40 options across 8 dietary preferences on the menu each week, it's easy to pick meals tailored to your goals. Choose from preferences like Calorie Smart, Protein Plus, or Keto. Factor can help you feel your best all day long with wholesome smoothies, breakfasts, grab-and-go snacks, and more add-ons.
Reach your goals this year with ingredients you can trust and convenience that can't be beat.
Eat smart with Factor. Get started at factormeals.com/factorpodcast and use the code FACTORPODCAST to get 50% off your first box plus free shipping. That's code FACTORPODCAST at factormeals.com/factorpodcast. To get 50% off plus free shipping on your first box.
Bombas makes the most comfortable socks, underwear, and T-shirts.
Warning, Bombas are so absurdly comfortable you may throw out all your other clothes.
Sorry, do we legally have to say that?
No, this is just how I talk, and I really love my Bombas.
They do feel that good, and they do good, too. One item purchased equals one item donated.
To feel good and do good, go to bombas.com/listen and use code LISTEN for 20% off your first purchase. That's bombas.com/listen and use code LISTEN at checkout.
And it's Donnie Baker. Heard you guys the other day talking about how Christy's life sucks and how she needs a so-called life coach to help pull things together.
Uh-huh.
Well, that gave me an idea for a great new business. I think I'd be really good at that kind of stuff, man, because I'm organized and focused.
Uh-huh.
I'm like an expert on telling women what they should do anyways.
Uh-huh.
I don't want to waste my time on the Christy Lees of the world that are already beyond hope.
Oh.
I want to help those that need it most. And who would that be? Strippers, of course.
Oh, yeah.
That's right, man. I'm Donnie Baker, stripper life coach. I feel like I've been training for this job my whole life. I swear to God I do. For example, I can help strippers with practical advice. Did you know that the best thing to put on pole burns is not aloe, but Gold Bond powder mixed with a little 30 weight oil? Everybody knows it. And ladies, I've got some bootleg white snake tapes that'll double the number of dollar bills being stuffed in your G-string, guaranteed. Maybe you're having a hard time with the question that has plagued strippers since the dawn of time, back when they were swinging from the leg bone of a woolly mammoth instead of a shiny metal pole. The question is, should I shave or wax? Wax that money maker, baby. Boom, debate settled, just like that. That's how Donnie Baker's stripper life coach rose anyways.
Uh-huh.
And maybe you feel like you're too tired to practice some new dance routines. Well, that's when I turn the coaching up a notch right in your face. You gotta do it for your clients, baby. Like that guy who just got off the swing shift, man. Stops in after work like he does 3 nights a week, because if he goes home, his porky wife will be all over him about money, about how the kids need braces, about how the car's making that thumping noise again. Then she'll start bitching about where the hell have you been going after work, asking why he comes home covered in glitter and smelling a beer beer and Goat Bond powder. You don't think he's tired? Hell, Mercedes, you don't know the meaning of tired. He's worn out, but he just wants to have some hot 22-year-old show him a little skin. And you mean to tell me you're just going to show him the same old tired strut, dip, and jiggle dance routine you've been doing for the last 6 months? Remember the story you tell everybody about why you got into business anyways? How you're a single mom who's putting herself through college? So if you don't want to rehearse for the swing shift guy, shouldn't you at least do it for your imaginary kid and phony dream? I swear to God you should. So if you're a stripper, an aspiring stripper, or a retired stripper looking to come out of retirement, give me a call. Maybe you're wavering and need to rededicate yourself to the stripper vocation. I can help there, too. It's Donnie Baker, life coach for pole jockeys. And if you get my machine, be sure to specify you're not calling about the boat for sale. Thanks, baby. I've got to go.
We're just waiting for the cast to actually show up for work. Here's more Bob and Tom Extra.
We're all here. Pat Godwin, Christy Lee, Willie Griswold, Jessica Alsman, Josh Arnold, Ace Cosby, and Chick McGee. Hello, Tom. It's time.
We're going to get hooked up. Oh, there we go. Oh, look at that.
Hi, guys.
It's as I continue abducting.
It's Allie Breen, apparently in a public shower. Where are you, Allie?
I'm at LaGuardia. I'm headed to Palm Beach, so I'm doing the show from here in a little vestibule.
Ooh. Okay. Oh, that's so fun.
Yeah, it looks like I've been taken hostage.
well, it's great to have you. And the way the show works, of course, is people send letters to Allie, and we try to help with your love lives out there. And it's Allibreen on social media platforms everywhere. Allie recently seen on the TV, the Neil Cavuto show on Fox Business Channel.
What do they pay? Yeah. Scale for that?
Not even business.
The rude guy asked, what do you get for that? 900? 350? 150?
I got a good paycheck.
I got a question. It says, Tom, please ask Allie, who was the other hot blonde?
Oh, that's, oh my God. I'm blanking on her name. I'll have to tell you after. She's fantastic, too. It's Abby Horneck. I never say her name right. Abby Horneck or something like that.
Okay.
She's on the channel a lot. She's beautiful. Yeah.
Well, apparently, two hot blondes was the conclusion of this letter writer. But let's get to our letters. What have we got today?
Dear Allie, I used to be a party girl, but I'm really ready to settle down. I met a guy who I've been seeing for a few months and haven't had sex with him yet. We went on a yoga retreat together and met a bunch of people. And apparently he met a girl who he ended up talking to afterwards and having sex with right away. He broke up with me for her. And I thought the whole point of not sleeping with someone on the first date was to keep them. So now do I just show up at his place and bang him to try to get him back? Or is that crazy? I don't want to take this defeat when I intentionally behaved this way to keep him. What do I do?
Okay, this isn't a defeat for you. This is an adult. These are adults dating.
Yeah.
Don't look at it as a defeat. In fact, look at it as a win because the next guy you find could be even better.
Mm-hmm. And you're going to be really horny.
First date, yeah, horny.
Exactly. Christy's right.
You'll sleep with him immediately.
Yeah. He'll be so horny.
So yes. this guy was she was holding him off for 3 months.
Yeah.
And then on the yoga retreat didn't at least do it downward doggy style for the poor guy.
Oh, I know what happened. He never really cared for it. That's what happened.
I mean, there's not enough to not bang somebody else while you're on a trip with her.
Exactly.
Yeah.
So, well, yeah. I didn't know you wanted to. I thought we were just friends.
Yeah.
And that is, I think that's a myth, too. I'm not going to sleep with him so that he'll hang around longer. Sleep with them when you want to.
Exactly. I disagree. I think it should all be approached from a competition and a game standpoint.
Games in theory.
It's best idea to keep points, keep score. It's a great idea.
Yeah, but she held out for 3 months. That's like good for you, I guess. That's an entire quarter of business, though. You know?
Yeah.
Like, give it up after
a month,
I think.
Yeah, but she ended up losing.
Exactly.
No third date.
Dude. See, I don't think she lost. Date rule. What did she lose?
She doesn't have to go on a yoga retreat.
It sounds like she lost a jerk.
Yeah, the guy didn't like her enough, obviously.
Yeah, she did. Ugh. Poor guy had to sit through a yoga retreat without hanging himself.
So, ma'am, if you're listening, go. Just let it go. Find somebody else.
Okay,
there'll be somebody else.
Well, no, she sounds like kind of.
Wait, but if she did show up and bang him as she said, would she get him back?
No. He wins twice.
Just let him win.
Well, I'm sorry, this is kind of a contract. We've had sex.
Okay, let's move on. Okay.
Dear Allie, I am 49 years old. I just got divorced and I have two kids. Just graduated high school and my ex showed up at the graduation with a girl in her 20s wearing a skin tight bright pink dress and heart sunglasses.
Meow.
I know I have no say in who he dates, but can I at least have a say in who he brings to our kids' activities?
There we go. There it is. The old.
No. I don't want her around my kids.
No.
Yep.
That you don't have any control over that.
That sucks. She was probably there to see her younger sister graduate too, though. Gosh.
Two birds, one stone.
Mm-hmm. Yeah. That's a hard one to swallow, ma'am, but you're going to have to suck it up and just take the high road and, you know, not say anything.
I can't imagine or why pay he's going to get out from under that. Jeez.
Pay your young stud gardener to go to the next event.
Well, there's that, sure.
Yes. Get a gigolo. That's a great idea.
With a lot of really inappropriate public affection.
You know what would really tick your ex off? Become best friends with this girl. Just be so kind to her and sweet.
Yeah.
It'll drive him crazy.
I think, yeah, just
treat this woman. She could do better.
I think, yeah, just treat this woman with respect. Yeah. I think that's the best thing you can do.
She didn't do anything wrong.
Just show that this can't bother you. Say, you know what? I'm glad that we got divorced. It didn't work out. But hey, yeah, do whatever you want to do.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah.
Take that.
And also, good luck. This guy sucks.
Yeah.
And you dropped your coloring book.
Because she'll trust you. Yeah, and you'll start getting around the
other. Hey, Tom, why are you making these comments? It makes no sense.
I know.
Okay.
I'm fully aware.
Tom's acting like he's never purchased a Happy Meal on a date.
Right. Yeah. Yeah.
When she said, no, I meant gummies. You know, the candy kind. Allie Breed is our guest. Allie is also a featured performer. Tell me more. How does this work, Josh? She goes on the OnlyFans. How does this work exactly?
Allie has an OnlyFans account, yes.
Yeah, don't say she's a featured performer like she does improv on cruise.
Yeah,
I don't think improv when I hear featured performer. Okay.
At Allie B, and from what I understand, it's very tastefully sexy.
Yeah.
Oh, thank you. Yeah, I'm having fun with it. I actually like it. I'm trying to do some creative improv-y stuff on there.
Cool.
People love it. Yeah.
Okay, good.
It's fun. I'll take some pictures in Palm Beach.
Okay. A-L-L-I-B. No.
Improv-y stuff, you keep asking for suggestions and they're just writing boobs.
Exactly.
I'm surprised. Are you taking pictures before you go on live with us, like flashing and then posting it? Because people would probably love that.
Be cool.
Oh. I've done it after.
Ooh, yeah, you should. Nice.
I have some sexy. Oh, and after I'm doing on Wednesdays too, the inappropriate letters that I get that I'm reading on.
Like the too hot
those
for
are pretty good.
Yeah, the too hot for air kind of things.
I got two words. I got two words for you, Allie. Tan lines.
Are you a fan? Yeah, are you a fan of those?
Oh, yes, huge fan.
Oh, okay. I'm not. Nice.
You don't like the tan lines?
I don't.
You don't like the Forbidden Zone highlighted, cool, if you will?
Yeah, game. No, I want to think that it's always out
it's
in
always
the open
there for you. Right?
Yeah, being tanned, yeah.
That's wrong. Some nudist strumpet out there showing everyone.
There.
I'm sorry. Let's get back to it. Allie, what do you got?
I'm sorry, Willie.
Dear Allie. I was getting the keys to move my wife's car the other day out of her pocketbook, and I found a hotel key from a local hotel. Am I crazy to ask for an explanation? I don't know if I should confront her or just leave it alone. I've never been to this hotel. We've been together for 6 years, and I fully trust her, but my mind is going crazy. What should I do?
Oh, my God.
I give up. What possible explanation could there be? Mm. Anyone?
Maybe there's a spa at the hotel.
And they gave you a room key?
You call the hotel.
Yeah, we have to use it to access a pool.
Try calling the hotel, giving your wife's name or the name. Like, hey, we stayed at this hotel. I don't know if you happen to, I don't know, find something. Would they have a record of that?
Ultimately, let me ask you this, though. If you came across, let's say you were getting something out of your boyfriend's car,
mm-hmm.
and you saw a local hotel key in the seat, you wouldn't just ask him? You would do this?
You know what? I'd go 0 to 60. I'm in his face. Hey, where did this come from? I don't remember being here. Why do you have this?
You have every right to ask why she has that.
Yeah.
Because it's a door key.
But does that count as snooping since she was in her...
No, not in this case.
Didn't she say go move my car or something?
Yeah.
Or...
That's what he was doing, whether she asked him to or not.
She may have a plausible explanation that we cannot figure out what it is, but...
Just ask.
You got to ask. You got to do your brain a favor.
I clean out the console sometimes to help out. I'm not snooping. I'm like, hey, there's a bunch of trash in here. I'm going to throw it out. I'm really not.
Jessica. She's not snooping.
I believe you, but I also believe it's right for chick to laugh.
I don't care if it's right or not. I'm laughing.
However, if I found a room key, I'd be like, what the deuce?
The fact that it's called the Hotel T69 shouldn't in any way.
Right. Is that
fact coincidence?
It's 69, not T69.
Hotel 69.
Sorry.
In her car.
Again, yeah, there could be a plausible explanation. Key.
What? What's the plausible explanation?
Like I said, we can't figure it out. We can't figure it out.
But she better think fast.
Yeah.
She better think fast to figure it out.
Maybe a friend dropped it in her car and she just threw it in her purse.
Who knows? You got to ask her.
Maybe she has a secret drug problem. She used it to cut up lines.
Yeah.
Could it be as simple as that.
Yeah.
Maybe she's a whore.
See? Problem solved.
Ah, back to the heroin. Okay. Allie Breen is our guest. Allibreen. And she's featured on OnlyFans as Allib. Pause. Okay. Allie, let's get to our next letter.
Dear Allie, my boyfriend wants to have sex all the time. He'll try for 3 times a day, which I definitely do not want.
What a bastard.
Also, by the third time, it's an insane amount of work to get him to the finish line.
Mm.
I acted into it at first, but I seriously need this to stop. Can I just tell him that I like to watch and have him self-indulge, so to speak, or will he see through that?
Oof.
Keep lying about it. Yeah,
if you don't
want to do it, tell him.
Last thing you want to do is have a conversation to him about it. I'll tell you that.
There's a time where enough whatever is going to make you raw. Does that sound right? Like, it's not even good for you.
It must.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
It must.
Yeah, it's starting a fire down there. Yeah.
Mm-hmm. Yeah. You tell him.
Or
roll over.
Is that
yeah, plan. Put the B in plan B.
Do you have a sister?
There's a great movie. I'll do it quiz wise. Anybody remember the movie where the guy goes, "I like to watch"?
Nope.
It's a great movie called Being There. With Peter Sellers.
There's a great, I read that book. I remember
there's
that.
A great scene where he goes, "I like to watch," and the guy goes, "I'll go get Warren."
And he's not talking about sex, though, right?
He's talking about TV.
Yeah,
they misinterpreted.
Right.
No, it's classic.
Everything, right? Warren.
That's the line, I think.
Yes.
She should get a sex toy, I think, for him. One that just does him. That way she doesn't have to actually do it.
Mm-hmm. Anything. Just.
But you gotta have a conversation.
Is that a thing? Can a girl get a guy a sex toy? Like a Fleshlight? Does that ever happen?
Here's what you need to do. Here, listen, I've got experience in this.
Oh, really?
You need to go to a local chemical plant and get several bags of saltpeter and start putting it in all his food. That'll calm him down. At least that's what they did in the 30s and 40s and 50s.
And that didn't work, Tom. Don't tell them that.
What is saltpeter?
It's some kind of poison.
It's a lot of work.
To cut down on masturbation at prep schools. We have time for one more letter, Allie Breen.
Dear Allie, I met a girl on Hinge and we've been on one date. For a second date, she asked if I was free to have lunch and run some errands on a Saturday. I drive a pickup truck. I said yes, and the errands ended up being moving a bunch of her stuff out of her ex-boyfriend's house.
Oh, wow.
Awesome.
How big of a red flag is this?
Big.
I don't know.
I thought he said he was just on one date.
Yeah, he's been on one date with her.
This is the second date.
So for the second date, she had him, this guy, help her move out of her ex's boyfriend.
So basically, she scammed him into helping her move.
You could be her superhero, though. Like, you could be her knight in shining armor. Like, she's going to love you. You're kind. Maybe he was a horrible, horrible human being. And you had a truck, so that helps.
Man, that is such
Definitely showing up with a pickup truck.
That's a baller move.
Well, she's, I mean, she's available.
Yeah.
Yeah.
She's going to put
she's
out
She's definitely not.
What a pain in the ass.
Oh, yeah. Oh, God, yeah.
Tell her she's on the wrong app. Go to TaskRabbit.
Dangerous.
Don't go to him.
What the hell are you doing?
Very dangerous, too.
Okay, Allie, we do have time for
help
one.
Help her lift the dresser and accidentally drop it on her.
We do have time for one more letter.
Dear Allie, my boyfriend and my sister planned a surprise birthday party for me a few weeks ago. And since then, they text and talk nonstop. She's 3 years younger than me and very flirty. I don't like this at all. It's inappropriate, right? Do I need to ask them to stop?
You got to tell your sister to go.
Well, if someone as insecure as you, you probably should just get out of the relationship.
I would
the boyfriend
curious.
Shouldn't be doing that.
But don't you talk to your sister?
Yeah.
Yes.
I would think
what
so.
What are you doing? Stop it.
Because the boyfriend's maybe just being polite. Like, she doesn't want to be rude by
not. I don't know.
He likes it, too.
No, I don't think so.
Tell your boyfriend that she actually has chlamydia.
Yeah.
And it'll
That's funny.
Off.
Yeah. You know, my sister, riddled with chlamydia. Yeah.
Or maybe she carries a handgun.
Or you maybe go deep.
That could backfire, though. You go, you know what? Me too. This will work out.
I didn't know how to tell you.
Yeah.
Wow. So much easier.
Well, thanks.
That's it for another Bob and Tom Show Extra. Catch us on iTunes, Google Play, and Stitcher. For Bob and Tom Extra, this is Christopher. Take care, everybody.
Jim Rome takes on sports.
Why? Because you're not playing me.
With rapid fire takes.
Y'all went from the Super Bowl straight to the toilet bowl. He's not over the NFL. The NFL is over him.
Scorching debates.
All the good, all the bad, all the ups, all the downs.
He's the spitfire of sports smack.
Sorry for what I said because it was appropriate when I said it, but I can't say it anymore, dude. You are killing the game.
The Jim Rome Show podcast. Follow and listen on your favorite platform.